You are going to listen to a radio interview with Kaula Al-Rumaiti. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Be Right Back, Traveling the World, is what Kaula Al-Rumaiti must have told friends before she set off on her solo voyage across the 7 continents of the world. Except that it wasn't much of a voyage. Kaula returned home after 86 hours. However, no doubt it was an epic expedition that she made in early February 2020, when travel restrictions and the lockdown following the outbreak of the novel coronavirus hadn't yet been enforced. Kaula, nice to have you here. Could you quickly tell our listeners a bit about yourself?
Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here. I am a full-time employee, a wife, and a mother. I work as a manager in information technology. I have a PhD in strategy, program, and project management from Lille, France. With God's grace, I have been successful in my career. I was recognized with the Tautine Award for Best Supervisory Managerial Role on UAE level, awarded to me by the Prime Minister of United Arab Emirates and the Presidential Palace in Abu Dhabi.
What drove you to try for a record, and how did you choose when to fly to which destination?
By the end of 2019, I managed to see and enjoy 208 countries and dependent territories at my own pace. After being almost everywhere and gaining the experience, I decided to go for a record. The record entailed continuous travel across continents, landing in at least one country. I had the freedom to choose my route. I started in Antarctica and from there went to Africa. After that, to Asia, and then to Europe. I then took off to North and South America before finally reaching my last destination, Oceania.
How complicated was the planning and logistics for this trip?
I travel a lot and I am a very good planner. I had to focus on breaking the previous record for the fastest time to travel the 7 continents, which was 92 hours, 4 minutes and 19 seconds. As soon as I got the ticket with the correct time window, I had to work on the visas and ensure all mandatory requirements related to the record were arranged. I assessed all risks and prepared a mitigation plan to ensure a smooth record attempt. I just had to hope and pray that I got no delays in order to achieve my record. The hardest among all has always been Antarctica, since the weather is unpredictable there and can impact your plans. And indeed, this was what happened. I was notified that my travel schedule to Antarctica had been scheduled for earlier. I had just 2 hours to improvise and pack, as I was to go to the airport after that.
How did you react to this unexpected development?
That moment was the most challenging. I was either going to make it or give up and forget about it and lose all the effort I had put into this record-breaking journey. I searched relentlessly for last-minute ticket availability, amended my existing tickets, booked 2 new destinations just to make it in time. I lost money, but in such a case, I could have lost more if I didn't take this step and move forward. No matter how good the plan was, There were multiple external factors that could have potentially destroyed it. Weather was the most significant, and COVID-19 was on the rise at the time, but not yet declared a pandemic.
Which were your favorite places, or any one place, city or country, you would like to spend the most time in?
My record to the 7 continents was short. Luckily, I've been to all these places before. However, in my world travel prior to the attempt, the country I truly loved most was India. I have been there so many times. I've been to Bangalore, the backwaters of Kochi, landmarks in the capital Delhi, Taj Mahal in Agra, Jaipur, the Pink City, up the peaks of Himachal Pradesh in Shimla, beautiful lakes and palaces in Udaipur. I like the food, culture, movies, and people there. We have many Indians in the UAE, and many of them are my friends. I felt like I was in a home far away from home. I plan to visit once the pandemic is over. I'll probably go to Ladakh and also would like to try Palace on Wheels. I've not been to Chennai, Mumbai, Goa, or Hyderabad. They're definitely on my list.
Kaula, finally a fun tidbit from your trip.
The people whom I came across in this journey and knew I was attempting a record were most supportive. That they were cheering me on kept my morale high in every country I've landed from the 7 continents. I felt they were more excited than I was, and many mentioned it was the first time they came across a Guinness World Records attempter. They were the energy that drove me to the finish line.
Thanks, Kaula, for sharing your story with us. Fingers crossed that no one is going to break your world record. Be Right Back, Traveling the World, is what Kaula Al-Ramaiti must have told friends before she set off on her solo voyage across the 7 continents of the world. Except that it wasn't much of a voyage. Kaula returned home after 86 hours. However, no doubt it was an epic expedition that she made in early February 2020, when travel restrictions and the lockdown following the outbreak of the novel coronavirus hadn't yet been enforced. Kaula, nice to have you here. Could you quickly tell our listeners a bit about yourself?
Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here. I am a full-time employee, a wife, and a mother. I work as a manager in information technology. I have a PhD in strategy, program, and project management from Lille, France. With God's grace, I have been successful in my career. I was recognized with the Tautine Award for Best Supervisory Managerial Role on UAE level, awarded to me by the Prime Minister of United Arab Emirates and the Presidential Palace in Abu Dhabi.
What drove you to try for a record, and how did you choose when to fly to which destination?
By the end of 2019, I managed to see and enjoy 208 countries and dependent territories at my own pace. After being almost everywhere and gaining the experience, I decided to go for a record. The record entailed continuous travel across continents, landing in at least one country. I had the freedom to choose my route. I started in Antarctica and from there went to Africa. After that, to Asia, and then to Europe. I then took off to North and South America before finally reaching my last destination, Oceania.
How complicated was the planning and logistics for this trip?
I travel a lot and I am a very good planner. I had to focus on breaking the previous record for the fastest time to travel the 7 continents, which was 92 hours, 4 minutes and 19 seconds. As soon as I got the ticket with the correct time window, I had to work on the visas and ensure all mandatory requirements related to the record were arranged. I assessed all risks and prepared a mitigation plan to ensure a smooth record attempt. I just had to hope and pray that I got no delays in order to achieve my record. The hardest among all has always been Antarctica. since the weather is unpredictable there and can impact your plans. And indeed, this was what happened. I was notified that my travel schedule to Antarctica had been scheduled for earlier. I had just 2 hours to improvise and pack, as I was to go to the airport after that.
How did you react to this unexpected development?
That moment was the most challenging. I was either going to make it or give up and forget about it and lose all the effort I had put into this record-breaking journey. I searched relentlessly for last-minute ticket availability, amended my existing tickets, booked 2 new destinations just to make it in time. I lost money, but in such a case, I could have lost more if I didn't take this step and move forward. No matter how good the plan was, there were multiple external factors that could have potentially destroyed it. Weather was the most significant, and COVID-19 was on the rise at the time, but not yet declared a pandemic.
Which were your favorite places, or any one place, city or country, you would like to spend the most time in?
My record to the 7 continents was short. Luckily, I've been to all these places before. However, in my world travel prior to the attempt, the country I truly loved most was India. I have been there so many times. I've been to Bangalore, the backwaters of Kochi, landmarks in the capital Delhi, Taj Mahal in Agra, Jaipur, the Pink City, up the peaks of Himachal Pradesh in Shimla, beautiful lakes and palaces in Udaipur. I like the food, culture, movies, and people there. We have many Indians in the UAE, and many of them are my friends. I felt like I was in a home far away from home. I plan to visit once the pandemic is over. I'll probably go to Ladakh and also would like to try Palace on Wheels. I've not been to Chennai, Mumbai, Goa, or Hyderabad. They're definitely on my list.
Kaula, finally a fun tidbit from your trip.
The people whom I came across in this journey and knew I was attempting a record were most supportive. That they were cheering me on kept my morale high in every country I've landed from the 7 continents. I felt they were more excited than I was, and many mentioned it was the first time they came across a Guinness World Records attempter. They were the energy that drove me to the finish line.
Thanks, Kaula, for sharing your story with us. Fingers crossed that no one is going to break your world record.